Let me tell you about Moo.com. Promo code Drinking Bros. Gonna get you 20% off your first order over there. Did you know there's an online cannabis store that ships federally legal THC right to your door? And they found a way to combine THC with carefully selected functional ingredients to target nearly every mood and health concern you can think of. Forget one-size-fits-all supplements that only get you high. Mood's functional gummies are optimized to kick in as little as 15 minutes and take you to the mood you're looking for. Whether that's the magic mind gummies for deep work and creativity, the PMS support to ease cramps and balance mood swings, or their sexual euphoria gummies to help you feel ready for the action at every turn. And touch into a full body experience over there. Listen, I love the night-night gummies, as I call them, the sleepy time gummies. I take, right now they're 15 milligrams. I cut it in half, and I take half a night. 15 minutes, dude, you are gone. I've never had anything like it. 15, 20 minutes tops, and I'm out. Listen, you can find gummies to just get you high pretty much anywhere these days, gas stations, whatever. Mood's functional gummies, though, combine premium federally legal THC with targeted botanicals to help you get into the perfect mood, usually in as little as 15 minutes. Plus, Texas Governor Abbott just said it was all right to get these shipped through the mail. He vetoed the bill down here. Thank God. So order from mood.com today. Use that promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off your first order. Everything ships discreetly right to your front door. No dispensary lines, no awkward conversations, just better days and nights delivered to your doorstep. Best of all, not only is every Mood product backed by a 100-day satisfaction guarantee, but as I mentioned, listeners get 20% off their first order with the promo code Drinking Bros. So head on over to mood.com. Find the functional gummy that matches exactly what you're looking for and let Mood help you discover your perfect mood. Don't forget to use the promo code Drinking Bros when you check out to save 20% off your first order.
Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by GhostBed.com. Sit back, relax, and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome to Drinking Bros Podcast, kids. There it is.
Welcome.
There it is.
Oh, wow, that was rough.
You got to give people a real shot of life
on the
drive.
Yeah, you got to wake them the fuck up.
To and fro work, or perhaps dough work during work.
Yeah.
You got to give them the energy. Got to give them the thunder. It's easy with you guys on the show. Tonight, we're going to drop a bonus episode this week of our new sister show, Drinking Broettes, with Miss Tiffany Hart and Jesse Wiseman. Ladies, welcome, welcome.
Thank you.
You got a chance to sit down with Matt Best on tonight's episode. How was that?
It was great. It was great. I like this sister show situation because we get to hear them on Drinking Bros.
Yep.
Being bros, being crazy, and then they come on our show and we ask them stuff that girls want to know. And he really answered it. He really went into depth. We talked about all kinds of stuff that I don't think he's probably shared.
He said that during the podcast with us. He goes, I'm really surprised. I'm talking to you guys about
talking
this right
to you guys
now.
So much.
He goes, I've never shared this with anyone before. And we're like, cool. Let's hear it. Let's talk.
So we kept him drinking and we kept him going.
Yeah,
and
it was great.
It was really fun, and we were actually so honored that he wanted to come on.
I know,
so
we
it
were.
Was a really fun time. I don't know.
Yeah, I'm stoked because look, he's been one of my best friends for years. But unless you sit down and interview people or get a chance to talk about their life personally, you don't do that when you're out. You don't do it at a bar. You don't do it when you're just hanging out. You don't say, hey, how did this start? Or this start? Or this start? Or this start? And you think you know someone, but oftentimes you don't. And one of the biggest reasons that we wanted to start this show in particular with you guys is so that the ladies out there could have a different or hear a different perspective on other people's lives and what other people are going through. And I think you guys are really going to love this interview tonight. Subscribe all over iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you can get a podcast, they are out, and they are on our YouTube channel as well, Drinking Bros Podcast. We're all combined. So Drinking Bros, Drinking Broettes, Ross Patterson Revolution, and Drinking Bros Sports Companion Show are all on YouTube. Ladies, congrats on the success.
Thank you. First week numbers,
and we can share this with the audience. 500,000. Wow. 500,000 downloads in the
first week. Hey, girl. What up?
Why do you guys want to listen? Okay.
Yeah.
That'll drop. That'll drop real quick, guys. Yeah. So no, we'll ride that out
for
sure.
It's weird. You guys have taken over the charts. You guys got as high as number 36. And to anyone out there who is a regular Drinking Bros listener, your wife or yourself might love Drinking Broettes podcast. And you're going to hear a lot of the same people that we interact with on a daily basis, except you're going to hear a different side of them. Mm-hmm. And I think you're going to hear that in tonight's interview with Mr. Matt Best. Also, they are a part of the GhostBed.com/Drinking Bros family now.
Wow.
It is official. Yeah. You guys have signed
Ghost
on.
GhostBed took a chance on that. A couple of gals.
Yeah. So if you're out there, kids, and you're wanting to know if you can support the ladies show by getting a ghost bed from ghostbed.com/drinking bros, you sure can. What's your read like? What do you, who kicks it down? How do you guys
Well,
read?
We're just trying to get Tiffany a ghost bed.
Yeah, we're just trying
her
to
guest,
get me.
For her guest bedroom. Yeah. And then we bring them into all of our drama.
Anyone
we meet, we just tell them that we're getting them
a ghost bed. We're getting a ghost bed. My parents still have a water bed.
Ah, a lot of motion in that.
But they have the kind that they fill it. Really
so
full.
Firm, and they have a Tempur-Pedic thing over it. Mm-hmm. They might as well just put a ghost bed in there. So we're gonna do that. We're gonna make that happen.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah.
Look, go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. Type in the promo code FLASH25. I think it's still up. It's 25% of everything in the store. If not, if you're a member of the military or a first responder, you get 15% off everything in the store. They've got mattresses, sheets, pillows, covers, and those adjustable bases are the jam. They're also half off. Go to ghostbed.com/drinking bros today. And ladies, welcome to the Ghost Bed family. Welcome to our family. If you're out there listening to the episode tonight and you love it, please subscribe and rate it on iTunes. Here is the conversation with the Drinking Broettes and Mr. Matt Best.
Enjoy.
Oh, damn it. I fucked up.
You'll never get it right.
Are we on a show right now?
Yeah, let's see you talk shit.
Yeah.
I'm excited because I have no clue what we're talking about.
I know.
And I've never been interviewed by two females.
Ooh, you haven't?
No.
You know what's
your
weird?
Female cherry today.
I mean, back when I was in my early 20s, I was interviewed by two females that were morally casual, but
interviewed?
Like, what do you mean interviewed?
Like if my penis was a microphone,
okay,
they were interviewing
okay,
me.
Because that's what I was going to ask.
Very different interview.
Yeah.
So that, here we go.
I'm terrified
like,
right
are
now.
Are you
why?
Good?
You guys are like staring me down.
We
look,
women.
You're
here's
good.
The difference between women though. Women give eye contact when we talk.
Yeah.
To other
guys
people.
Don't do that.
Guys
like,
don't.
Really
guys
intense?
Are just like ah,
yeah.
Like this.
It's terrifying.
So it's a respect thing.
Congratulations on your show.
Thank
by
you.
The way.
Thank you.
You guys deserve it. You're both fucking hilarious. Jables, I've known you forever. You're an amazing human. And
you
deserve
are.
You deserve a Medal
I
of
know.
Ross Patterson Award
Jesus.
For being married to that dude.
Should we talk? I mean, we can talk about that later.
That's
but.
Okay. I just wanted to throw that out there because I love to make fun of Ross Patterson. So.
You had to
did
throw
you
that
wink,
dig in
did
there.
Did you wink at me just now?
Yeah.
No.
You did the...
Was it a wink?
I have a bad left eye, and I like stretch it sometimes.
So when he winks, it's like both eyes at the same time.
It, nah,
so there's something, everyone. And then I make him self-conscious. There's
and
something.
Then he does
hey,
it.
Everyone, this is something Matt Best cannot do. His wink well. Wow, that's like one. Oh,
oh
we
no.
Got a good one.
Yeah, I can't really wink with my right
tries,
eye. I'm an omni-winker.
The minute you give him shit,
what?
He does it. Is that how you work in life?
No, like, I'm not a winker. I think old creepy dudes that wink are weird. Like when my wife is around me and there's like those old dudes at SHOT Show, they're like, looking pretty good in your Instagram. I'm like, why'd you wink at my fucking... That's how you get choked out.
Right.
I guarantee right now she's getting all hit on all day long here.
She's not here yet. So
she's
no.
not. Oh, she's not here yet?
I was
no.
going to ask
oh,
you.
Oh, we were going to no. say, how does that make you feel? Because men are very vocal here, is what I'm noticing.
They are. It's interesting. Well, especially in Vegas, I think with the international crowd, I think the culture is significantly different as mm-hmm. far as being proper and nice. But I do get weird stuff at SHOT Show because people feel like it's a power play and they think it's cool to like just walk up and put their hand around my wife. And I'm like, that's not a thing.
Really?
Yeah.
Like
that's
face meet chin. Yeah. Multiple times. at conventions.
So that's fucking bold. Are you serious?
Yeah, I just have a man. I just say, what do I do? Yeah. I'm nice. I said, do you want to die today? Is usually what I say. And they, like, they laugh. Nice. And then I stare at them until they're like, hooks, mess with you, bro. Yeah.
He's like, listen, that's the nicest thing I could do in this moment. So what do you mean, she's fucking sexy, though. So
she is a very gorgeous woman.
Yeah, we'll start off with talking about your wife.
Yeah,
it's really hard.
We do really like Noelle.
Yeah, and it's really hard to look at her
and not be
like looking at the sun. Do you know what I mean? It's like, I can't.
Yeah.
She's
I love looking at her. It's like a moth to a flame. Like, she's stunning.
She's very gorgeous. And the good thing about her is I think she has like ugly duck syndrome. So she grew up
pretty.
So she actually has like a personality and she's cool. And
is gorgeous. I don't even think she understands that people look at her, which is awesome.
Yeah.
She's good like, and
I'm
bad,
just whatever.
Right?
No, I'm not that pretty. And I'm like, you're literally
dude,
every dude's fantasy.
You're literally perfect.
I stalked you and I have very high taste.
Did you? Wait, so now, how did you guys meet?
Yeah, no, I want you to talk about your meet cute because it's so romantic. Matt, you tell us about the first time that you met your gorgeous
dick pic Instagram.
Wife?
No, you did not.
No. The first time you hung out. I was like, how about that?
Oh, no. I did meet her on Instagram, though. Okay. So essentially, she worked for a gun store, and she had bought a shirt from my old Paracom. I think the guys at the store bought it. She was wearing it, and I was scrolling through Instagram, and I was like, who is that? And this is something I've actually never said publicly, but I'll do it anyways. I was in a relationship that was almost done. Mm-hmm. It was like, we're parting ways. And I looked over.
I do a
over.
Really good impression of that.
Really?
Person, but I'm not. I would never.
Come on.
Off air. No, I'll do it off air.
You
can't tease
okay,
it later.
So, but let me, do let me it. Paint Go the ahead. Picture here. So I'm sitting there and I look over. Noelle's Instagram's on her phone and she's scrolling through it.
Oh,
and
what?
I was like, hi. And there no sexual conversation. It was merely 100% platonic at this point.
Yeah.
And I was like, how do you. No, there's photo thing. Who Noelle? How'd you know her? And she's like, oh, she liked one of your photos or something. And that's what you'd say.
That's what happened.
What's your impression?
Oh, the impression of the girl?
Yeah.
It's more towards me, but I guess I'll do it to her.
Okay.
Oh my God, she's so good looking. You're such a fucking bitch. You're so pretty, you bitch slut. I hate you. You're awesome. Is that good?
That was really good.
That was good, right?
That's
so like
really
every
good.
Time I see her.
And that's why I'm talking shit, because I have a good friendship with her now.
And that's why I was saying I didn't want to do the impression. I want to say that she would think it was funny.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but I know you guys are cool.
Hey, at least
we still
cool.
follow each other. Like she's totally fine.
Yeah, having
looks
kid
like
number two. Congratulations.
Yeah.
Healthy, happy family. I'm stoked for her.
Yes.
But, yeah. And then I met Noelle, and then I tried to put my penis inside her, and then, you know, love was had.
So when that's they, the first time they hung out.
Yeah. Let's hear it.
Now, was that the first literal day when
you guys
were doing
out?
Episode 100 of Drinking Bros?
No, that was her second time we'd met.
Oh, okay.
I see what you're saying. Yeah.
Oh,
so
I met her on my
birthday in October, and then we went to do episode 100, which we obviously narrated people having sex, and it was the second date I've ever been on. And I was like, hey, so, I got this like podcast thing and I'm going to watch two people fucking narrate it. She's
and the
like,
girl was there.
What is
hanging
she?
Out. The guy's
wait,
there.
Wait, Noelle
hanging
was
out.
There.
Yeah. Noelle was with me like at the Airbnb.
So this was your guys' second date?
Second time we'd ever met.
Second date.
Yeah. And she just looked at me.
What
she
was your
guys'
first date?
We literally just sat in bed and laughed our asses off and talked shit to each other.
Okay.
It was great. So yeah.
So
she lived in a different state. So she would come out for like 2 or 3 days, but. She was cool about episode 100.
Was,
I was
she?
Super
I was going to ask
I
how she was.
I think that was
with
a
it.
Good yeah. trial by fire, right? And we talked about this with your good friend Jared last mm-hmm. time he was on. Was like, if a girl can handle that, and I think a lot
right.
of guys' is like biggest pet peeve is if they can't get along with your friends and your
agreed.
Group because they're very important to you, right?
Well, she said something that really stuck in my head because it's like, so you're cool with that? She's like, it's not like you're going to join in. And I love that because I was like, okay, you see the difference between entertainment and all
yes.
that. And I know there's some blurry lines and obviously like we've figured out boundaries as you go forward with things. But like entertainment and a job's a job within reason.
Sure.
It can be too much of an excuse sometimes that I've probably done and I'm sure other people have done. But
oh, I've had many conversations
yeah, we have,
with
yeah.
Ross
we have excuses
about
and
like
things.
And new boundaries come up every time where you're like,
right.
okay, well now we
well,
can't do that. All
so
right.
So we're having a blowjob yeah. competition and we're going to have this girl.
Okay, so new rule. No sex in front of people. Okay?
Yeah.
Like
that. Yeah. You know, and that's such an old episode. I'm not into that anymore. I'm like trying to like, you know.
Oh, I know. Trying to clean it up.
Grow
a
up
bit.
A little bit.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
As I'm drinking beer at 2 p.m.
Hey, it's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Well,
something
we're
like that.
Really
yeah.
happy
yeah.
that you're here. A lot of the broettes
think that you have like you.
No. They think he has like, I think they like your hair.
They like my wife. They like the Broette group, which I'm in the Broette group, and I love trolling them because like I'm one of like three males in there. And yeah, I think so, I'm the only male in Broette Fitness. The
are
only
you?
Dude.
Yeah. Oh, really? They get excited when you comment. I know that one time one of the wives said that her husband got your book, was super excited, and you said, hey, thanks. And they were all like, oh my God, he replied to me.
They're cool, man. Yeah, I love the Broette awesome. Praises are awesome. I've been wanting to do this thing in Drinking Broette Fitness where I dress in a wig and then I talk about my body image issues or something where I'm like, I'm a little thick. What do you guys think? And that's not a knock on anybody. I'm just saying like to pretend like I'm a girl that wants advice, but I'm just in drag.
It's a joke.
Yeah.
I mean, you've done a few. I don't know. You've done drag videos in the past.
I've dressed up a lot. Yeah.
You and Derek did that CrossFit one. Yeah. And I remember seeing that one. I was like, this is fucking hilarious.
I love Derek Wieda. He's one of my favorite.
Yeah, he was on yesterday with us. He's all the time.
That's why I texted Ross. I was like, Derek's on there?
Derek's on?
Yeah.
I have to be on. And you guys are very in touch with your emo side, which we like.
Where are you?
Yes! And you guys were both.
So that's a beer talk.
You guys were both little emo kids.
Wait, you were too?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I played bass in an emo band. I had long black hair that went across my face.
Do you have pictures of that
I
still?
I sure do. Oh, they're in my book, actually. I outed
it's
myself.
It's in the book.
Are they?
Did you put pictures in the book of that?
It's all. It's a picture book because I can't write.
Oh, sure.
So let me ask you, how did you get started with everything? So I think you kind of started with YouTube, right?
Yeah, I literally just started making stupid videos to make a couple people laugh. I never set out for any of this. And I think that that's probably why I've been somewhat grounded in all of it is I never wanted fame. I actually am a super big introvert. Mm-hmm. I don't really like people, which is crazy. But yeah, I just started doing stupid Facebook and YouTube videos to make like two friends laugh, two turn into 10, 10 turn into 100, 100 turn into, you know, a million. So it was a wild, wild ride. But
what was the first video that you ever did?
It was a champagne Facebook problems. I was in Iraq at the time and like logged in and everybody's bitching about their stupid first world problems. And mm-hmm. I was like, shut up. It can always be worse, you know?
And then you just made a video.
Just made a stupid song on a Mac just like that and published it and got like 1,000 views. And I was like, I'm famous.
Wow. Yeah, at the time, that was a big deal.
Yeah, of course. It's so fun. Like, I think it's funny because we were talking about McGregor earlier, but that like initial kind of projection into somewhat of people caring about what you do, because mm-hmm. prior to that, it was like three people and it was like my mom, my brother that would like a post. And then all of a sudden you have these strangers that are engaging with the brand and a personality that you're putting out, and you can kind of define that through content. And I thought it was such an interesting thing to like do. Because I'm like, man, as this grows, you have the ability to influence and persuade mm-hmm. people, hopefully in the better, and create a culture around a movement. And I think that's what's kind of like made me like super amped to keep doing this stuff, because I fucking hate being the public. Like, I hate fucking having to post this and that. Like,
really?
I post like once a month on Instagram because I just like, look, here's me in my safe. And I don't know. It's hard for me to get a grip on it. But when you realize people care and what you guys are doing with your show, it's cool. Because it's mm-hmm. like you can make a difference in someone's lives.
So you don't like being in the public eye, but you are, though. Like, I mean, that's kind of your world right now, right?
You have an interesting relationship with social media, right?
Yeah
where you're it's just a love-hate like relationship.
Hey, I want you to recognize me, but don't look at me or turn
kind of
I know,
right?
Don't look at me or talk to me, but you better fucking know who I am.
That's that's the satire in a sense. No, but it's super true, right? Because it's like somebody like, well, why would you post shit? And then I'm out there like, hi, I'm Matt Best. Yeah. Eat my dick, you fucking. And you're like, and then in the antithesis of that is my statement saying like, I don't like to be in the public eye. And you're
but
you just got 100 million views in this fucking video talking shit and stirring the pot. That's a lie.
But
Matt,
it's hard because it's good for business. I have the same relationship. I do not have anywhere near your following, but I have the same relationship where I know it's good for business, but I don't love it, right?
Yeah, I would say I would have ate a pistol a long time ago. I probably would blow my head off if I didn't have art. Like, I truly believe that because I have this like weird like dark passenger in my my stomach that like makes me want to do really dumb shit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the only way I've learned to control it is through music, art, and content. And so having the ability to like plan and put passion into like this short film that I'm about to release in like a month, that stuff saves my life. So it's like this weird relationship I have with like the process of creating things is the most enjoying thing I've ever done in my life. But then after I publish it, I don't really care what it does and like who sees it. It was just that the learning experience and the process is like what's so fun. But subsequently, it gives you more viewers and, you know, a little bit of fame, like, not that it's fame, I'm a YouTuber. It's like,
how many people recognized you on the way over?
I was gonna say
zero.
Matt,
bullshit.
Stop
zero.
It.
You're bullshit.
Not one person in the Bellagio.
What?
And I even yell, my name's Matt Best. I'm a New York Times bestseller. No one cares.
I feel like we need to walk around with you to see. You're like, this is Matt Best.
No, I just walk around SHOT Show looking for badges. I'm like, hey, SHOT Show, huh?
Whoa.
Black Rifle Coffee, Matt Best.
Me too.
What? And they look at me and thank you for my service.
Thank you for my service.
No? Okay.
Yeah.
I like Black Rifle too.
But you do. When we were at your book signing, you had, 4-5 hour lines though of people waiting to talk to you.
Yeah,
and
it's wild.
Have you signed your book and everything? So, are you still used to that, or is this something you're becoming? Is it still surprising to you? They're like, yeah. Why do people want to?
The book success surprised me. I think that consistently the input of this community is. You get so absorbed, I'm sure you guys too, in like metrics and analytics. You're like, oh, a million views, whatever. Like that's like not fucking 20 stadiums full of people. Like,
yeah,
it's
when
insane.
You really put it in perspective, right? You're like
100%. Yeah. And then when you actually do events like the book signings and like the San Antonio one, I think 4,000 people showed up, and you walk in there and they're like, it's that realization moment, like, you're here for me? Like, I'm a fucking idiot. Like, fucking, why are you here? Yeah. But then it's like that whole thing about people get their experience with you, and it's fun, man. I enjoy it, but hate it at the same time.
Do you know what imposter syndrome is?
No, I don't.
So it's this thing Theo Von talks about it, and I feel like I have it sometimes, but I don't even know, because you know I'm at this level of fame that it goes so full circle that nobody actually knows who I am.
Who we are?
I'm that super famous.
You're
right?
That good. Yeah, 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 yeah.
I'm that good. So I don't really handle it. I don't really have it. But it's this thing where people put you on such a pedestal that you feel like an imposter. Almost like, why are they
interesting?
Do you know what I mean? And you kind of, like I said, Theo Von does it, where you kind of feel like, I feel like there's no way that they are here for just who I am. I have to be like more than that, right?
Mm-hmm.
So that's, it's fair. This thing that people deal with.
Imposter syndrome. I like that a lot. Yeah, I think that's, I think there's certain
not
people,
that you are, but that you
no,
feel
no,
like
I have
there's
the same
no
feelings.
Way. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
No, no, that's a great thing. I think like fame does weird things to people. I think certain people go out to be famous because they want the limelight.
Yeah, yeah.
And they
love
and
it.
The money and
they can handle it. Like, it's crazy to me.
Yeah, I mean, I've been offered thousands and thousands of dollars to public speak, and I just don't like public speaking because I don't
no,
want to be the
really?
Dude standing there talking.
I think you'd be so great at it, though. That's the surprising thing.
I can't say what it is, but a very special military unit has probably requested me to speak at one of their engagements, and
wow.
It would be a true, true blessing and an honor, and obviously doing it for free, but like,
sure,
that would be. I was like, because I was talking to my wife.
So that was
about
the
it.
One that you were like,
I was like,
I
man,
do.
I don't want to do it. And then I was like, man, I'm going to, I call it the orca whale syndrome, because when I was 5 years old, my biggest regret ever, it's crazy, Shamu, the real Shamu. No shit. The real Shamu.
Real regrets here. Come on.
The fucking, you know, the, okay, everybody, yeah, clap yeah, your hands. Yeah. Who wants to see Shamu? Look at this little guy. Come
oh
on
my
down.
Gosh,
I was like,
awesome.
No, daddy, no. And I fucking didn't do it. And the other kid got a pet Shamu. And then certain people go, well, you could have got eaten. Well, you didn't, because calculated
right,
risks in life promote success and great memories. And I didn't do the Shamu pet. I didn't get a pet Shamu.
Holy
so I'll never
shit,
fucking.
You regret it.
Only regret I have. Yeah. So as an adult now, I'm like, well, I will so regret if I got invited to such an
I
honor.
Yeah, that from now on. And, the yeah. Shamu syndrome.
Shamu.
Well, I also
syndrome.
Feel like if this doesn't work out, you can. So if they still have SeaWorlds, I'm sure they won't in like
I feel
5 years.
Like
I feel like that's a great thing. I feel you. It's like the hand on the orca whale.
Matt, his SeaWorld experience. Like,
full circle.
Shamu.
Okay, everybody. Yeah. You're really good at that.
What's that Leona song? I see. Or the Avatar one? That was terrible singing.
No, that was good. Keep
no,
going.
It was gorgeous.
No, that was great.
No, we didn't get it's it. Sing a couple more bars?
Yeah.
Just a couple more.
No.
Let's get into some broette stuff. I have been through a couple gals with you, so I know you.
I would rephrase that
no,
a
listen.
Little bit.
Listen.
Oh,
I've just known
that
for couples. I've
known
you for 6 years, right?
Oh, okay, couple. Yeah.
So, like, I've known you single with people, with different people, married, blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
So, a lot of things in the broettes is they're just so confused why a guy, like, just all of a sudden stops being into them, mm-hmm. like, out of nowhere. We asked your good friend Jared this
the whole
well,
ghosting
which I'll
thing.
Tell you a weird thing that we got ourselves into with Jared later. Okay. But finding him a girlfriend by his birthday.
Yeah.
Interviewing her.
Bless
finding
her soul.
Him. Right. Yeah, exactly. We'll get some input on what you think. But is there one thing that you can remember back when you were single that, like, if a girl, you're totally into him, just this one thing that if a girl did this one thing, or whether it's like got really drunk yeah. one time and was stupid.
It was no more.
So that you would just turn.
It's a super, super loaded question because, you know, I actually have done therapy before just because I like to learn. I'm a huge guy in psychology. Like, I love that shit because figuring out yourself and having emotional intelligence, I think, is the most important thing you can do. The problem with a lot of people is because it's like the social media syndrome. They pretend that there's some version of themselves that they're not to kind of lure you in.
Okay.
And then once they get comfortable, they bounce.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, I think girls have certain aspects of them that are like challenging to date, and then men have those aspects.
Sure.
And I think a lot of men are definitely sex oriented, and they're just trying to get their dick wet, right? And
right.
so if he bangs you and doesn't want to talk to you, he literally just wanted to see what
That's
you feel
it.
Like, right?
That,
but
we're talking about relationship but, stuff though.
For sure, but like if someone just ghosts you out of nowhere, I mean
for sure.
they probably found someone else or unless you did something stupid.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
There's obviously a bigger issue than that because a lot of people lie to their partner and they're not like transparent about resentment.
Yeah.
It builds over years and then they just fucking bounce.
Yeah.
What are some reasons why you have broken up with girls before? And do you have one that's like that you feel is really petty?
Deal breaker. I don't know.
Like, do you have a deal breaker list? Because Jared has a deal breaker list kind of, right? There's like certain things like if you can't get along with my ex-wife. Like, that's part of my life.
Right,
you're
right.
gone.
Don't get
you
along.
You can't get along with my friends.
Matt, my friends.
You're not used
you're
to
gone.
Going in this aspect. So.
Yeah, I would say.
If you're a bad drunk.
You're sloppy.
Sloppy, yeah. Yeah, I don't like lying. That's like a big one for me. Like, when I catch people in like little white lies, mm-hmm. then I'm like, well, what else are you lying about? Like, everybody lies to maybe benefit themselves in some regard or another. But. It's hard because a lot of relationships, I've actually been kind of the guy that's fucked up a lot of it as far as. You know, not necessarily like loyalty. I just been like squirreled and I was young. Right. And I think that's why like marriage has been pretty good to me these days.
Cause you learned a lot.
Yeah. I got a decent head on my shoulders. I'm still hard to fucking. Yeah.
Sure. I'm the same way though. Like I had to practice marriage under my belt. And then the second one's like, okay, cool. Like
sometimes
you
need a round, like run down into Vegas and show everybody your tadpoles, you know,
there you go.
Every single one indiscriminately. Would you like that's
tadpoles
like semen
for
joke.
Everyone? People.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. What do you think it was?
I don't know. Oh. I thought it was a fun joke that you guys, a fun time you guys had together.
tadpoles
in the Bellagio fountain.
Sperm.
I don't
like
know
tadpoles,
what happened.
I've never given tadpoles in the Bellagio fountain.
I'm an outsider.
I don't even like Vegas.
You pulled a Tiffany right there.
I know.
Like, so you're saying typically you're the one who's broken up with them?
No. Okay. I'm very convincing in my
up.
Arguments.
Yeah. Okay.
No, I've just had weird relationships. I've actually only been in about 4 real relationships in my whole entire life. And one person I dated was absolutely phenomenal. I was just kind of young and stupid, and we wouldn't have worked out. I'm a little too crazy for her, but phenomenal to this day. Love her family, love her. And then 2 of the other ones just didn't work based off of, like, completely different people.
Okay.
You know, I mean, one of them is a terrible person, but not the one you know.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
no,
she's not bad, but...
No.
No, I think the biggest thing with relationships for me is like, why do people, and this is a question for you guys, why do motherfuckers go scorched earth? I've never got that because
what do you mean?
I've never disliked someone more than I've dated than one point in my life. And other than this a little bit, but when I walked away, I was just like, I wish her the best. I wish her happiness because I didn't provide that for her, even though I could say all the bad things and why I think she's a shit person. But I don't wish ill will on that. It's like the social media thing. Everybody has to make someone else look bad to make themselves look good.
Well,
it's like,
and that
it's quite possible that both of you are okay humans.
Yeah.
And you just didn't work out.
Exactly.
And guess what? Your friends can still be friends with them and move. It's like, I fucking hate that stuff.
Oh, so you're saying that you see people out there going, hey, we just broke up. I'm going to make this person look like shit.
Yeah,
on
screenshots. I see a lot in groups too. And they're just like, fuck this. And it's like, dude, what does that do?
I think it just hits on people's insecurities, right?
Because
Jared was kind of talking about this too. Like, he's like, why can't I just, like, if I say, or if a girl says to him, like,
I don't want
to
be with you anymore.
I don't think it's working out.
Better.
I'm going to go. He's like, cool. Like, wish you well. If he does it the other way, you're in a fight for a fucking day. They're texting you, da da da. They're like
why
putting
you
stuff out
me?
On the internet.
Yeah.
But
he's also emotionally broken. So
oh, I know. Like, I'm not comparing you guys at all, for sure. But I think we're all emotionally broken in some ways. But yeah,
well, for sure.
Well, accepting that you're not enough for somebody is one of the hardest things to do in your life. But like,
or just that you that aren't could be right. It. It's not even necessarily that you aren't
rejection
enough.
Is fucking brutal.
And that's
dude.
The thing. Sure. I think it is. It boils down to you were rejected, and yeah. You're sitting and there so going, you don't them. Want to admit there's something wrong with you. So it's so much easier to point the finger at someone else and go, you're the one with the black eye. You're the fucking problem, and I'm gonna tell the whole world about it.
100%.
Because I'll be honest myself. When I got a divorce, it ended. It didn't end great. And while there was a lot of issues on his end, right, like kind of why some things that ended. And I could totally be bitter with him about it. Later on, I had to look back at myself and go, dude, I fucked up a lot of shit. Yeah. It wasn't just him. It was both of us. There were so many things that I could do better. And later on, like, we know we're fine. We wish each other well, whatever. But it happens.
Well, that's a good point. I think the best thing with all of this, it's like when you walk away, no matter how bad someone is, like, why break them down? Because they're essentially winning that fight. If anything, you should take away the things you could have done better. Yes. Even if they're small and microscopic, you could still go, you know, I guess I could have been a little more transparent before I went to bed and like let them know I was safe or whatever the fucking stupid case is and better yourself because guess what? You're going to land someone way more fucking rad down the road.
Absolutely. Well, that's actually what we did after the divorce. We sat down and we both went, hey, what are some things you think I can bring into my next relationship? No joke.
That's insanely mature though.
Well,
I mean,
we did because we knew it was coming for a bit. And it was one of those things where he was like, hey, I'm just going to let you know. And I'm saying it for myself too, that he's like, he did the white lie thing. And then it turned into huge lies and major lies, right? And he's like, I'm not going to lie. I was like, don't, because like, you are an amazing guy. And that was like the biggest reason why we couldn't really be together anymore. And then for me, it was like, I'm going to control like my anger and try to be more loving towards men.
I love what you said. And I got to give fucking Jared a shout out, man. Like for sure on this, because what he's done, and bear with me, takes a lot of fucking courage, man, because what he does, he is so open and transparent about who he is day one. Where he wasn't that way when he got married the first time.
Exactly.
He was like, oh, I can be a husband. And then he's fucking everything that walks. And now he's like, this is who I am. Mm-hmm. And it takes such courage to do that. And I think those white lies, what a lot of people do is like, monogamy works for me. Guess what? It's 2020. You don't have to be monogamous if you want to have an open relationship. You can find that partner.
Yeah.
But don't lie to the girl that just wants one dude.
Correct.
Yeah.
You know, like,
for
and,
what?
And we all go through our fucking transgressions. I'm not saying I'm fucking perfect, but like throughout my life. But yeah, just like be open and honest. Like that's the biggest thing. Because then. Maybe your chick likes threesomes too and you can go have fun. I don't
fucking
know.
Well, what Jared said was that military people get married very quickly. And if you're the single guy, then you like are kind of the odd man out. So you just sort of grab whatever is
there. Yeah,
I never
got married in the military, so.
You didn't?
No. Noel's my first marriage.
Yeah. I think
everybody
I knew that. You were like,
everybody thought
you
were, I was married.
Well, not
you
even
were
engaged, married, but you rush into.
Were you engaged
sometimes
or rushed
rush
into
relationships in the military?
Living together or something?
In the military?
You like lived with someone or something like this? No?
Not in the military.
Was everybody else, but you weren't?
For the most part, yeah.
And
I took my job
just
a little serious. And so, like, I remember this one time I was dating an Air Force chick and she's
overseas.
Oh, you
like the Air Force girls?
Yeah, she was security forces. Hot as shit. I had a lot of accolades in that deployment.
Okay.
But I remember one day I'm flying out to go hit a target and I'm the team leader, right?
Uh-huh.
Like, the assault team leader. And I'm thinking about, like, pussy and all these things on the flight to my objective. And I had to, like,
shit.
Snap myself out. I'm like, this is really bad for me.
Cause
I'm like, this is why I broke up with every girl before I went overseas, because I didn't want to think about her at the club or going out and not being mission focused and getting my dudes dead. So
no,
killed.
That makes complete sense.
Yeah, I literally did not have a relationship when I was in Ranger Battalion.
That's smart. I mean, you do what you have to do. I know in certain training, like in PJs and CCT training, they tell you to stay away from girls and alcohol and just this shit, like stay away from that while you're going through training, because just have your head on straight and focus on it, because that's anytime guys have gotten kicked out or failed, it's because of that.
Oh, 100%. Right? Booze and alcohol. Especially,
I mean, shit,
at the young
I told you
age.
I think that I stayed celibate during my when I went. I mean, SEER is nothing compared to what you guys do, but our SEER training was difficult, right?
Super difficult
for us to go through, and I didn't want to get shit for being one of the only girls, so I just didn't touch a guy. I didn't look at a guy. I didn't want them to think anything of me. So it's easier that way, because you can focus on it.
Well, being an attractive woman in the military is an absolute difficult thing.
Have you seen that a lot yourself?
In what regard?
Because you say it, so, I mean.
Well, because you guys, you know, locker room talk, and guys are guys, and it's like when you have a testosterone-filled room in Iraq, and you got like fucking 30 fucking pipe hitters that are jacked and 25 years old full of testosterone, and like, a girl walks in, like,
doesn't matter, like attractive or whatever.
It's oh
like,
no, yeah, it's deployment.
Well,
hot,
you have the desert. What they,
listen, if I was
what
a chick,
they call
I would,
desert
I would,
queens or something, or what do they call it?
I mean, name the name. But, yeah, I mean,
name wait, let me ask name. You this: is it really true though that like maybe a five in
oh, God,
in
yes.
the U.S. is totally maybe a 10?
Obviously,
over there,
100%. And I
well,
think
I'm asking from a guy's perspective.
It's
right?
so funny that girls think that it's offensive. Those statements. I'm like, if I was a chick. And wasn't like genetically blessed or something as the female. I either way, I would probably just get a job at, like the CIA and just go deploy all the time because you'd have like what a oh. fantasy and an oasis that is. Like you get to walk out to the gym and there's like 19 fucking shirtless
right?
oiled up dudes with tattoos with that eight packs and you're like, life's not bad.
It's good. For
I've
the
seen a lot of attractive
security,
men
right?
on deployments. That's yeah. for sure, and not just from the United States, from many different countries.
Oh, of course,
like Australian I mean, special forces. I was like, come to mommy, like
put
you
that
know,
accent.
Well, oh, I like it though.
It's clean.
Oi,
it's clean. Oi,
wait,
oi.
What is it?
It's clean, oi, clean, mate. Clean. I don't know. I can't.
You kind of sound
it's like
Conor McGregor. A little.
McGregor. That's Ross's. Yeah.
Did we talk about?
Are you jealous that I saw him yesterday?
I am. I'm a huge Conor McGregor fan.
You haven't met him yet.
No, I'm a Cowboys Throne fan too, so it was a hard fight to watch.
Oh, but. Were you here for the fight?
No, I was at home. I flew out the next day.
Okay.
I don't watch fights anymore. I went to the one fight, Eddie Alvarez versus Conor McGregor in Madison Square Garden
yeah, yeah.
with Ross for the yeah. when we did the book stuff, and I'm good.
You're good?
One
is
and
it
done.
Just like you're so time. Fucking long?
Is it just a lot?
Yeah. There's just there's fuck so tons many. Of people, yeah. and like you're watching the fight, unless you have like, you know, front row, we still have
you
really good seats.
Much.
You're looking at the teleprompter, mm. and I'm essentially watching it, and then there's no narration, and God bless Joe Rogan. Like, I love him calling the fights, because it's way more interesting, because I'm like, he's cranking his neck, and then you hear some crazy move that he's sure. doing, so, yeah, I'm good. I'll watch it at home.
Who's the most popular person that you have, like, not popular, who's the most famous person that you've met? Or, like, one that you're most proud of, that you, like...
Jesse Wiseman.
Besides me.
Oh,
we always try to
nailed
out.
It. Hello. Hello.
Hello. She's getting.
I like how
you're
I have meetings for the next 10 hours and I am getting fucked up right now.
Do you?
Like these two beers off
wait,
my
are
hangover.
Are they really
so
they
happy
strong?
That you are? Because
know,
like,
I'm an open book.
Because we're going to keep asking you more questions.
Please do. I enjoy
wait,
this.
Wait, he dodged that one though.
Would you
the
ask?
Most famous? I don't know. I'll tell you what. I,
who
I,
are you most proud of that you've met? That you're like, this person's fucking awesome. Like, I can die happy knowing I met them. Anyone? Because I'm sure
I'll
you've
go,
met
I'll go twofold in there. One of them will be kind of a Pinterest answer. One will be really obscure. I would say being intertwined
awesome.
In the military community and being able to meet dudes like Clint Romache,
yeah.
Dakota Meyer, like fucking legends in the game that are just normal dudes. And you see, it's so inspirational for me because everybody puts these dudes on pedestals. And you look at like any of those guys, they're just fucking... normal dudes mm-hmm. but they did like exceptional things and I think that through the community is what's like fucking truly motivated me to like look at a dude like Clint Romache and be like that dude just like for sure was like I'm gonna go kill myself trying to buy you guys some time and somehow live through it after being wounded and all these things. The story's incredible. And so those for me are the most impactful because I give a fuck about fame and people that are like, oh, I'm a movie star. It's like,
sure,
yeah, you're playing a fucking fake Medal of Honor recipient. Like, how about the real dude is the fucking gangster? Second part of that question, Tommy Emmanuel. Reason I started playing guitar. Stevie Ray Vaughan, Tommy Emmanuel.
Okay.
Greatest classical guitar player of all time.
Where'd you meet him? Did you interview him?
It was in an airport. Okay. And I was so nervous, I didn't even ask him for a photo because I told you, I was like, that's Tommy Emmanuel. And Jared's like, who? I'm like, he goes like,
you know, he just blanked.
Yeah, I never.
So what'd you say to him? Did you
I just walked up and I was like, I'm Matt. I started playing guitar because your stuff. And he was like, thank you so much. I was like. And then it's like walked off. So I was super uncomfortable.
And you're like,
but he had no clue because, like, at that point, it was like 2 years ago.
Matt Besson.
Matt Breast.
Sorry. But it's okay if you don't know me, but like, look me up or don't.
Don't
look me up. I mean, don't look me up. That's crazy.
Well, it's awkward because I posted two covers, the only covers on my Instagram of it's like this blues thing he does. That's the whole reason it's a cover of his. People think I made that up. I didn't. It's Tommy Emmanuel. Look him up.
Look him up.
Yeah,
that's awesome though that he inspired
buzzed.
You. You got to
this
meet
is
him.
Great, you guys
you got
get
what?
Drunk, Matt.
I know.
You're what?
We're getting
you
drunk.
Get drunk, Matt. Tonight,
ish Matt.
Oh my gosh. Okay.
Are you gonna go hard out here while you're in Vegas?
No, God, no.
No, it's Vegas no. though.
Oh yeah, you accidentally got hungover last night, right?
Well, I'm gonna tell you this right now. Jared
happens,
was standing by this window, right, and he was looking out and he was recalling everything that you guys have done, like. Oh, we did this here and that there and that there. Like, do you look at Vegas and see the same thing? Or do you come here and go, oh, my gosh, I don't know if I like this place?
No, that's why I like really not going to the SHOT Show floor. Like, God bless everybody that's there, and I love the community, but we're just chilling. I don't, Vegas is not my jam. This is my jam.
Has it ever been?
Yeah.
No, never. I've never once been like, let's go to Vegas with the boys.
No, I think you much rather, in my experience, just like a couple people. We can get wasted, but you just want a couple like close friends.
Yeah.
And like
chilling at your house.
You're drinking just juice and like
in a bed.
Low calorie soda.
You know, I have an alcohol alarm.
Turn down for what?
You know, listen, I have an alcohol alarm.
Yeah.
That goes off at 4:30 p.m.
We're
every day.
Ourselves.
And I cannot drink before that.
Yeah. He just made the alarm go off, Jesse.
Yeah.
Drink your greens.
Would you like some? It's almost there, right? I think it was like 2:30 or something. Yeah. Oh, it's 1:20. Fuck me.
Don't you guys have the...
shit.
You said two earlier, and I was like, I'm not going to let him know that it's actually much earlier.
Well, it's good. I have a meeting at 3. Right? I got to keep up. And I'm helping host a charity event tonight. So.
I was going to ask what you guys do tonight, because aren't you guys doing the... isn't there like a Black and Tan event?
Black and Tan, which is the Ranger get-together here at SHOT Show. Mm-hmm. It's a main organization. And Black and Tan stands for the old Black Berets that we used to have before Army got all Black Berets and Ranger Battalion was like, fuck you, we're going tan Berets. And so to distinguish themselves differently. But yeah, Black Rifle, we donate a bunch of stuff to them tonight because we're going to raise some money for charity. I love that shit.
Awesome. Are you still in touch with the Ranger community a lot and like a lot of your buddies from back in the day?
Yeah, I'm that's
because
like,
how long you been out?
Fuck, from Ranger Battalion, 11 years.
Really?
Yeah. But no, yeah, I still talk with a bunch of my team leaders. We get along great. I think the biggest scary moment for me was when the book came out. I was like, I wonder how like my teammates are going to receive this. And I wrote it in a way that I was like, I hope they really respect it. And I've gotten multiple texts from former team leaders that were with me and love the book, love the style of it. And it was a very humbling, cool moment to know that they still reconnect with me. And a couple of them have podcasts. I've been on those for them, and they're great dudes. And I was stoked because the last thing I ever want to be is like, fuck that dude, Eli. And like a lot of them recalled some of the stories and were like, yeah, but do you remember when this happened? I'm like, oh shit, that would have been funny. I just was
put in there,
I'm a drunk
totally
idiot
forgot.
And I forgot. Yeah.
Well, you know, the SEALs get a lot of shit for doing books and movies all the time. So I was curious to see how it was with yours and your community. And it's good that they were pretty positive
I think it's,
about
it. It's all about approach, right? And
I think
if you actually read the book and understand what it's about, it's such a satirical approach to the military experience.
Mm-hmm.
And yes,
instead of being boastful or
yeah, there's some boastful stuff in there where I'm like, oh, I'm the best shot left-handed and that kind of shit.
Uh-huh.
But like I would hope, and what I think a lot of people got the tonality of it was, I'm just like a young kid trying to figure out my life and wanted to serve his country. And I wasn't the best operator. I wasn't the best ranger. I was just a dude trying to be the best version of himself and mm-hmm. fucking fight for his country. And I think that came through, hopefully.
What made you even want to write the book? Like, did someone tell you? Like, you definitely need to write a book, dude. You're
well,
fucking
Ross
entertaining.
Will say it was his idea. But no,
He'll say everything's his idea.
I wanted, no shit. So... interesting you asked that. I wrote the Bremen Barraza story when my team leader and squadron got killed. I wrote it in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
I wrote the whole thing because I was like super vivid in my memories only a couple years ago. And I was like, I never want to forget the way I felt, because you can look back and your brain makes you remember things in a different way or different emotions and how you were feeling. And I was like, I remember how fucking shitty that was. And so I wrote that. And then I actually pitched a book idea in like 2014 to my one of my good friends from Santa Barbara. His dad's an author, and he was like, you can never get a book done, you know, it's so hard to do an autobiography. And I was like, yeah, but I feel like it'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Then I went and lived some more life, and then when I met Ross, I think it was a Drink Bros episode, I was like, I want to write a book. And he was like, fucking, I got you.
Let's
and then he
do
made
it.
I gotta give it to Ross. He made the connections with my agent, Nils Parker, who I truly believe the most credit goes out of all three of us mm-hmm. to Nils, what he did for that book. So, yeah, it worked out. It worked out great. It was a cool experience, but...
That's so awesome.
Who's your favorite porn star?
Oh, here we go.
I think you've said this before, right?
Yeah, I want to know.
Who was it?
I don't like follow porn stars.
No, not follow, but like if you're watching porn and
I don't
you
kind of
want to find, like, if you have a go-to...
Pamela Anderson and Tommy Lee on the boat.
Are you being serious right now?
No, I don't watch that.
I was going to say.
No, I don't. I actually don't know any porn star names. I'm not kidding. I like just go like... double penetration and click to the cool part.
What about
part.
Like Bonnie Rotten or something? Don't you
sure.
like her? Sure, why so, not her?
Well, works for me.
Well, the only reason why we ask is, so let's
she's
say...
having her favorite porn star.
No, 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 it's not favorite. It's the one that I've watched a few
wait,
times.
Do, and wait, hold on. Do girls have fucking like famous dude porn stars like Peter North? Like, God, I love the amount of cum
I don't. Mine are girls, but no, hers, she has one.
I have one video that I like. It's two guys and a girl.
Okay.
And I talked about on one time on Drinking Bros.
Yeah.
Right? And I all watched, I knew is
let's
like,
get into it. I watched the weirdest porn.
Do you?
Oh,
yeah. Me too. Watch.
Because she
down.
Fucking yes. made me look like
I watch shit that I will
anus.
Never. I've been
shit.
Watching porn. I'm like, it's a threesome. It's like two girls or two dudes and a girl. I'm like, oh, that's fun. And then like the dude starts sucking dick. I'm like, I'm going to switch off this one for a little bit, you know? But I think.
So what do you watch then? Like, what's your flavors? Or do you do anything?
Will you go down any rabbit hole? That's what I do. I'll
yeah,
kind of
yeah, yeah.
follow
I'll,
anything.
I'll pretty much watch anything
yeah.
for the most part.
Yeah.
I think, like, but porn is like a fantasy. I think I watch more stuff than I'd be willing to do an uh-huh. actual person. But, like,
that's same. How I feel.
Yeah, like, if you want me to watch missionary sex and try to get off watching porn, it ain't going to happen.
It's
like,
not going
to
happen.
Chase got to be taking the pooper shoot.
Totally.
You know?
Lots of butt stuff.
Or
yeah.
three people at least you, in there, yeah. mix mm-hmm. and match, you know?
Yeah.
You know, maybe watch like a tranny fuck a chick and then you're just confused. You're like, she's got tits
totally.
And a dick and banging
dick,
a chick.
Yeah.
You're like, this is confusing, but I like it.
I think
it.
We talked about with Derek, urethra fucking?
Oh, yeah, because
girl,
no.
Have
nah.
you ever...
Nah, I've seen that.
Girl they, people.
Have you seen it?
I've seen it. But it's where they fuck their urethra
the
with a dildo, right, in the urethra of the dude?
No, I haven't
seen
those
that?
Ones. I'm talking about the... I haven't seen the guy ones. I'm talking about the girl
no,
ones.
No, the girl.
Oh,
like,
I saw that one time. Someone sent it to me. It was a dude getting
a dildo
in his dick hole. And it's
what?
So weird. It's like, yeah.
I'd watch it.
Yeah, and you're watching. You're like... What?
Just because I'm like, fascinated.
But how would that feel good? Like, I've got a Q-tip up there when I was like in my 20s
oh
getting
my
rotted off the range for, you know, an STI check. And you're like.
Oh, is that what happens with an STI check?
Back in the day.
Really?
Now they can do it through your blood and urine.
Lasers and
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, the Q-tip it. It was terrible.
Hurts, just
right?
Imagine Q-tips
huh?
now. I
hurts,
never look
right?
at them the same.
It's terrible. You piss it piss hot for a while.
Yeah. But I guess apparently guys, I mean, dude, wouldn't that be weird? I guarantee there's a porn out there where a chick's getting fucked in every hole. Urethra,
yeah,
fucking vaginal and
wait,
butthole.
Wait, so
I think it's
urethra,
right hole. Wrong.
Is that like where
the pee comes out?
The pee comes out inside of that.
Yeah,
apparently
that tiny hole by the clit,
the
which
tiny,
we all
yeah.
know is where the pee
wanna,
comes out.
I want to interview that person and
right?
just
like
at what moment were you
exactly,
like, fuck me in the pee hole?
She's exactly how you think she would be, right? Very amateur looking,
okay.
porn. Very old, like older.
I was gonna,
blonde,
think, I was gonna say older,
leathery
me too,
skin.
I was thinking that
yeah.
same thing.
Yeah, yeah,
I was
yeah.
like older.
So it's exactly
yeah.
like that, where she's just tried everything, and nothing has worked, and she was just like, yeah. "I guess I'll fucking try this." Right.
I feel like that's the game in the cam world too, because like AVNs are this week, and you know probably some great actresses out there, but
gorgeous.
It's like
gorgeous.
I feel like all of them need like that shtick. Like what? Like
that thing.
I fuck mm-hmm. myself with a lightsaber.
Yeah.
It's like,
yes.
Oh, you're lightsaber
girl.
Yeah,
exactly.
You know.
Otherwise, you're just like good anal. Yeah.
You
like,
have
I
to
lift
know.
A kettlebell
to
with my pussy lips, and you're like, oh, you're the kettlebell girl.
yeah, yeah.
Taking the selfie. Like, all right, fucking good success to you, man.
Yeah.
Well, you guys. So, what would happen if you end up watching, you know, porn with this chick in it, and you've seen the video multiple times, and then you had to interview her? How would that make you feel?
I wouldn't care. It's like acting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Would you feel uncomfortable? We're asking for Tiffany.
No.
Because you're going to be.
Because I'm going
to
be interviewing.
That you masturbate to. All
the guy
the time.
That. The guy. Not all the time. Chill the fuck out. The guy that I'm masturbating
every single
to.
Day.
Oh, you're
going to
interview.
Every single day and night.
Yeah.
What's his name?
I don't know. His nickname's something Small Hands.
Small Hands on Instagram.
Does he have a big dick and a small hands or something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And like
I don't
super
know.
Tatted
I haven't
up.
Watched
he has
enough.
A big dick.
He's got a big dick.
Yeah.
I mean, I told my husband. I was like, I'm just letting you know, like that. This, you know, that one thing that I tend
I
to watch sometimes.
Those,
I'm going to be interviewing him.
You're yeah. going to find out it's going to be totally normal. It was like
well,
when we did episode.
His wife,
they
too.
May even be boring, like, right?
No, that's like episode 100. Like, I yeah. were like, it's going to be so crazy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then you're there and you're like, oh, this is literally just like boring sex. Yeah.
Talking
and,
to a normal
I mean, it was like
person.
An interesting experience, but it wasn't like, oh my God, I'm like, I'm in my 30s. Like, yeah, I've done it all before.
Were they doing anything crazy for the episode 100? Or
no,
was it just
they
like
were
normal
nervous
sex?
And, yeah,
were they?
Yeah.
Except for the guy. I mean,
the guy
came
was ready.
Like two times, right? Two
yeah,
or three?
Yeah, she was nervous, even though she was the one that was selling herself to be like more of like.
Oh, she was the one that was like messaging and being like, I'm down. And like,
yeah, it worked.
But you know what?
They're both great.
I feel like girls tend
I think
to do
they
that,
hung
though,
out after.
Sometimes.
It was a little bit of a love connection.
Yeah.
Yeah. But I'm just saying, like, so even just in like the normal dating world, I've talked to a lot of my guy friends, and I don't know if you've seen this, you can tell me if you have, but sometimes the girls who will really talk really dirty to begin with and are very like, oh, I want to do this to you and blah, 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 are the ones who are
won't even take
probably
a finger,
a little bit more vanilla in the bedroom or like really nervous.
Yeah.
From a guy's perspective, if the broettes are listening, my favorite thing is like super classy girl where they're just like, hey, and you make a bad joke and they're like, ugh. And then there's that, it's like the whole, you know, freak in the sheets, good in the streets kind of thing. But like, and they're just like, fuck my wet pussy and take me. And you're like, where did that come from?
Fuck?
Oh my God. Because like, it's so.
When they come out of the room, you're like, I could take you places. Yeah. Like, I could dress you up. Like, we could go
out. Because I've never been in the girls that are like, you like it. I'm a dot. You don't like it.
Like,
I'm like,
no,
why
people?
Are you talking like that? Do you need like Advil? Are you having a stroke, young lady? Do you need an EKG to reset your fucking palpitations of your heart? I don't know, but why are you talking like that?
Can you do that voice again?
I like that.
Fucking, like, duh. Like, you like when I lick your time.
Hey guys, Matt's still here. It wasn't a girl. No, a girl didn't come on. It's still Matt.
I know, I'm literally getting drunk right now.
No.
I love it.
No, but I like it too. That's how I think it should be.
Oh my God, like, Jesse, we can, like, so hang out after this. It's been great. Like, I told Matt I was going to, like, let him eat my butt, but there's, like, no way. I shouldn't say that because I'm married and my wife does not talk like that. She is an intelligent human.
No, this is not your wife. This is not your wife. You're just doing a random girl's voice.
Yeah, she's amazing.
She is amazing.
Yeah. Because I've seen that sometimes too.
That what?
Well,
that girls are.
Yeah, well, you want them to be, you know, nice and polite and like, hey, maybe just, you know, you're at an event, they're being super professional. They whisper in your ear, like, fuck me in the pussy. Like, you know, shit like that.
I mean, like, I don't mind that. Like, if you're at the airport, it's like,
let's go to the bathroom really quick.
Yeah.
Let's go into that family bathroom and you can change my diapers.
Yeah.
Have you done it in weird places? So where
Tiffany likes to do it in really dirty, like gross places.
Not dirty, gross places.
Every place that she says has been
disgusting. In Vegas.
Perfect. Right up your alley. She loves it.
Yeah.
She'll
that was like 6 years ago.
Wait. You had a
where?
In Vegas. Here? Yeah.
Here?
You had
it the first SHOT Show. It was no. It was actually
so
very.
So you guys standing up in the dumpster.
Believe, this is why I shouldn't drink on shows.
No.
Don't worry.
Yeah. No, it was the first SHOT Show I had ever been to, and I was kind of like in this open relationship thing, and I was just having fun, and then very cute girl was just like very forward with me, and I was like,
okay.
And she's like, let's get out of here, and I was like, yeah, but I want to hang out with my friends, and we're like, let's just go find a place, and we found a dumpster right outside of the club, and had sex in the dumpster.
Empty.
But you never thought this: how to dispose of a condom. Dumpster was right there.
What?
Oh my gosh.
So
how convenient.
Perfect.
I was like, man.
You guys thought of it all.
But we had a couple walk by as I was engaging in adult relationships.
Right.
And they looked at us and then turned forward and just started walking. I was like, sorry.
Sorry. Well,
listen, now that's dirty. I do not have it in dirty places.
Is that why
I just
we
do
put
it in
that?
Unique places?
Are you into like weird places?
No,
I'm not
into
really
weird places,
places,
but when the mood strikes, we go.
I'm not.
Like, okay. On
so
an inflatable on the lake or on a fucking island or like a truck stop.
Yeah, so you have to say where it really was.
In the
so
fucking
like
woods.
In the sand, on a rock, in the woods, by not, a behind
it
a
was
gas
on the
station.
We were standing. It wasn't a gas station.
You said.
There was no gas station there. It was a truck stop.
Oh, I'm
like,
sorry.
You know,
was it
my
a
bad.
Trucker or was it like someone
my
you're
bad.
With?
My bad.
No, it's her husband.
No, it's her husband. But
oh.
They just stop at these like dirty places that they see.
They're
that,
not
that,
dirty.
That doesn't do it for me.
They're unique.
That's not, that doesn't do it for me.
No, it doesn't either, but there'll be some times where we're horny as shit and, you know, it's like, pull over or like, hey,
you
we're hanging out with our
of
friends.
A car that doesn't have like gas station syphilis.
There's no,
see, that's
wait,
exactly
wait, wait,
what
wait,
I said.
Wait.
I said,
no
that sounds
station.
Like a nightmare to me.
Shut the fuck up. There's no
I
gas
said, the
station.
Sand? Who fucking has sex on the sand?
It's not on the sand.
You know what
you
that's
stand
called?
Up.
It's called a chicken cutlet. It's when your penis falls in the sand, you put it back in.
Oh my God, that's disgusting.
Yeah.
Like dredging it.
No, there's, do you not know? There's more
battle
than one
baby.
Sex move. We're not just doing missionary. I don't know
don't
what you guys
like
do.
Don't act like I'm fucking stupid.
Sorry,
you
we're
going to fight really
you
quick. We
don't
fight.
Do your
sometimes.
Thing. I love it. I
you
spill
know?
Beer in me.
We
so
fight
great.
Sometimes on the show.
And
did
by
you?
The way,
yeah, it's okay.
The what?
Nothing. He didn't do anything. He was just drinking.
Are you hiding?
He
now?
Was just,
why are you hiding underneath this whoopee hoodie of yours?
He was it is. And you can buy it at Black Rifle Coffee.
He was just drinking his drink. He got it in his mouth, just like everybody does.
Yeah.
Nothing weird.
Nothing,
and
nothing weird
different.
Happened at all.
I love this jacket because it kind of makes you look like you're fat or have like an alien coming out.
Is that? That's why you wear
I don't know where I'm at.
It's okay. So you did the videos. How did you end up starting with Black Rifle? How did you end up meeting Evan? Because I'm curious about that.
Evan?
She should read the book so she doesn't ask me these
questions. No, it's hey, in there.
Right.
Now everyone's going to read your book.
They should. It is really, really good. I will say that. And it's not just because you guys wrote it together with Ross, but it is really good.
And here's the thing too. We're going to have a lot of new, it's not just a Broette community thing. We're going to have, we have a lot of other listeners.
We're going to cross too.
Coming
on.
Yeah.
So it was very interesting how it worked out. I had a couple different businesses, and then Evan, Jared, and I had two kind of like failed businesses that we worked on. It was just kind of like feeling each other out. And during that process, Evan said, hey, what if I roast coffee for your apparel company, which was Article 15 Clothing at the time. And we launched a company called Freedom Roasters Coffee. It was 500 bags. Sold out on Black Friday or Christmas of 2013. December.
And that was on the Article 15 site?
Article 15
site?
Clothing. Okay. Sold, and then we just drop shipped. So Evan was roasting coffee with a baby on his back with wife in his basement on a 1 pound roaster. Pretty crazy stuff. And everybody's response was like, I bought this for the commercial in the bag, but holy fuck, it's good coffee. Mm-hmm. And admittedly, at the time, I didn't know what good coffee was. And I was like, people like your coffee.
I know, right?
And Evan was like, well, I had this idea for Black Rifle Coffee. I wanted this veteran-owned. And he was really the genesis of the idea. And then we realized early on he didn't have a lot of understanding of, like, social media. And he was great at brand, great at all those things. And so we just kind of combined powers. And when I got to know Evan better, I just fangirled over him. He's such a hardworking asshole that mm-hmm. is insanely empathetic. So he's like a fucking dickhead.
I like Evan a lot.
But he's the sweetest man you'll ever meet if you actually are a good person. Mm-hmm. And since really probably 2014, I just had this like alliance to him that, I mean, I'll be business partners with him for the rest of my life.
Can you tell him I said hi?
Of course.
Why do you have that creepy smile?
Nothing. I'm just,
you know who fangirls
over?
Hi. Evan's like the most loyal husband of all time, but like girls fucking,
I know,
fangirl over Evan. They're like, absolutely. Hey, Matt Best, that's you. Oh my God, is that Evan Haver? And I'm like, he's got a mustache. He looks like a hipster.
Though.
Like,
I don't know. It's because he doesn't even like, he won't even look your direction. Doesn't matter who it is. So he's just
girls
like,
girls
will
have
so,
like their tits out and like their pussies out. Hi, and they're like, hey, how you doing? And just walks off. And they're
is
like,
is there any business that I can do then? Over here?
Yeah. That's the thing. They're like, wait, he didn't
I
look at me.
I think that's what it is. But
now
also,
he has to look at me.
I'm, you know, he's my friend. So I'm just saying, like, say hi to him. Cause like, I haven't seen him.
No, like,
and just like, say hi to him. Cause like, he's,
well, you
friend.
Know, his bit there from Drinking Bros was him trying to steal you from Ross.
Yeah.
That's what, yeah.
It was a bit that, like,
yeah.
Yeah, that's obviously why I was bringing it up.
Did that make you uncomfortable?
It didn't make me uncomfortable. I really liked it. And then me and Jared, like, behind the scenes had this plan to, like, get married on the cruise and, like, have billboards, like, in Wilmington of me and Jared, or me and Evan married, that, like, when Ross would drive to the office, he would see it. So it was, like, a big
plan. Can we still do
that? I wanted to, but at the same time, I was like, I don't see his wife on social media, so I kind of felt like, even though it was not real
Kate's
in
cool.
any way,
she's
I
cool.
was like, I don't know. Would I feel weird about that? So I just kind of like
fair.
Backed right. off of it,
that's
right?
Fair. That's fair.
But it is totally a bit and it's totally a joke. And like, Evan's cool, but like, and like, it's not even real and everyone knows it's not.
It's like,
so,
just tell him I say hi.
Yeah, tell him because I like,
tell him at
seen
the
him and,
suite at the wind that he's
and
looks
like,
really pretty through the windows.
Yeah, and like, his hotel room is like, great view. So it's like, I don't, but that's cool and that's good for him.
You should tell Matt and yesterday what you said to Jared.
About?
So she's sitting there and she goes, you know what?
Oh, I was actually going to talk to Matt about this. So, so I have this theory of why women find Jared ever attractive, right?
Well, and you and also told him yesterday that you think he is.
Yes.
She's like, I find you very attractive.
No, I said I could see how.
Jared?
No.
Yes.
She said.
Yeah. I said I could see how people would think you were, right? Like, I get it. Like,
you
I
were like,
see it.
You said in this moment, I can see why. Because you're
like scientifically, I can see it. Do
he's
you know
not
what I mean?
A
bad not
looking
that
guy. We've just you have to look
that,
at the psychological impact of 6 years of us talking shit, and calling him fat and gross, and all of that.
Yeah,
none of that stigma is associated with meeting for the first time. And as satirical and fake it is in our conversation, we love to play talk shit to him. He's not a bad looking guy. He's insanely talented. Mm-hmm. He's funny. Like, there's
he's
a reason
doesn't
he
doesn't have a bad body either. It's just like,
no, we call
he,
him fat.
The way that he sits and stuff.
He's just got terrible posture. Yeah. He's like tummy
he
out, shoulders in.
Yeah.
You take his shirt off, you're like,
he's like actually kind of jacked.
Yeah, he's
totally
got big
fine.
Shoulders. And you're like, oh, wow.
So I get it.
Cozy.
But the point was that in the 90s, I'll ask you this, like 90s, late 2000s, there was this crop of bands like Limp Bizkit and like Everlast.
Yeah.
Where like, I think they were making girls think that guys like Jared were attractive. And smash we all
mouth,
kind of
maybe.
Smash mouth. Like smash we all, mouth,
yeah. Like the
it's been one way since you looked at me.
Yeah, where we like.
Why do I like this fat dude with blonde tips?
Everyone's
bucket.
Telling me yeah. that I should, right? Like, I guess they're attractive. Well, they're all they lead singers of like. So I think that got imprinted on me. And so when I see Jared, sometimes I snap back to that.
That's fine. I mean, it's better than like the current like masculinity going on in Hollywood.
True.
It's like
and
fucking
I don't like
beanpole
it at all.
Skinny feminine dudes is like oh, what God. A man is now. And you're like, and listen, do you be who you want to be. I would never say you can't do that. Like be gay, be a fucking couch, be a painting. I'm just naming things.
Sure,
in the
but
room.
Just
I
don't
have lamp. But like,
don't affect my life with your shit.
Not even that. I'm just like, I think masculinity is a good thing. I think being a protector and being able yeah. to lift some heavy shit and fucking kick someone in the face if they deserve it is awesome.
Yeah.
More people need to go back to that.
I think. But I'm an saying. Old, I'm an old, older chubby chaser. So
we
Jared
like,
is both
about, we like
too
the dad,
young.
We like some dad bods.
Too young
to
and
be
too
like
small for me. He's not fat
And the
enough.
Big things too is like looks at the end of the day are going to fade. So you really want to be with someone for personality.
Of course.
For the way you love them, for the way they are,
they
right?
Take care of themselves,
and
yeah.
of course, like, you know, talent, you love talent. I like when a guy can play an instrument or like, you know, he can do things well. Like that's very attractive.
Yeah.
That's another thing too.
I like when a guy's like he can play guitar and like owns a coffee company and
yeah.
like he can
I figured that
you know
joke
I mean?
Is coming. Yeah,
and,
thanks.
You know, wears like whoopee
We're
jackets.
Trying to get the joke out before the other
yeah,
one.
You know,
and it ends up like
maybe I
want to
be on
other.
That billboard instead of, you know, Evan Hafer.
Oh, well, come on.
Oh, Marge.
Oh, come on. You know you're hot. That's no. the difference. No.
I'm getting older now.
I actually
I'm getting washed
don't
up.
Know.
It's good.
Your way?
I'm getting Wait. Old and washed up. It's good.
You're not that
no
old.
No one recognized me on the way
yeah,
here.
Oh, my gosh.
He's
no.
going
to
walk
no.
the floor later. He
yeah,
has to.
You're going
to,
yeah.
No, I just completely came unprepared.
Everyone's
for
like,
shot
you. Oh, sorry, guys. Let me put on my badge.
I don't even have a black rifle one. I have Kimber, you know?
Oh, really? Shit.
Yeah, I'm the bottom of the barrel with this shot.
Oh,
I'm old news. I'm,
Nobody
I'm 2014,
wants him.
Bro. I'm 2014.
Oh, no.
It's okay.
2014.
Because I am whoever I say I am. If I wasn't what I say I am.
We really appreciate you.
I'm getting ready to hear it.
We really appreciate you spiking our numbers today.
Yeah.
And we hope that we can.
We're really
Did
glad you
that just
you cut
me off right that quick. That was great. That was a great
no,
segue.
No.
No, I feel like not.
No,
I feel
happy.
Like you really do have places to go. I'm not. You're not joking. I mean, you have shit to do, right?
Yeah, we'll be good. But I do ask one favor from you. I want a selfie with both of you, and I want to promote your podcast on my Instagram.
Aw, why are you so sweet?
Just the story, though.
Well, I'll tell you this. When yesterday, when Ross hit us up and was like, hey, Matt wants to be on your podcast.
Yeah,
we both kind of were like, really?
Us?
Why? Why?
Well, I'm going to make
song?
It a little.
This is awesome. Like,
I'm
going to
make it a little
you.
Weird for you guys. And the listeners, like, if I've known Jesse for so long, you are such a phenomenal actress. Like, I'm not you. Joking with that. You are
Thank
fucking
you.
Awesome.
You are.
And Tiffany, you're a Thanks. Fucking badass. And you like, the fact that you guys joined forces, and I know that you worked through a lot of, like, hosts of who's going to be on the show, but, like, what a great deal. Like, I wish you guys the best. I'm stoked for it. Like, great
we
shit.
We actually
dude.
Like each
Thank
other.
You.
Great
yeah.
shit.
We do.
Yeah.
No, but
and,
no,
and
we
when we do
it.
Our short film, Ross won't be in it, but if you want to be a female yeah. actress,
oh my
I'd
gosh,
love you
I
to
would,
be in.
I would
or actual movie. We're doing another movie. Just don't tell Ross.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, like a long form?
Yeah, like
oh,
a,
nice.
An hour or 30, like a full feature.
Oh, okay.
Got
but
funding for
don't
it.
Listen, they want
tell
they
Ross.
Want the famous one in your family. They
yeah.
want you.
Yeah.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Well, pretty much no, when I look at the analytics and the metrics, I was like, Ross, okay, he's like a B celebrity, and then you're an A+ celebrity.
Yeah.
Like, Jesse's
and
in.
And that's just fucking science. Do you know what I mean? And like you can't
you
deny
can't,
that.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So
it's been proven.
I'm happy about it. Will you come back on if
yeah.
I see you again? You know, we've never
Anytime.
Been on a podcast together.
No, that's why I literally texted Ross I want to be on it because I fucking thoroughly enjoy you as a friend. And I was like, yeah.
Me too, bro.
Tip. Yeah, bro. We bromance yep. hard. It's the beer talk.
We bro
I fucking
hard,
hate
dude. We bro hard.
Yeah. Bro. Well, so
that
we're
was another
get...
thing I wanted to. Well, we'll talk about on the next one.
Yeah. What? We're going to get right now to the drinking broette.
Of
the week.
Oh, you guys
week.
Drink
I know.
That's
so
awesome.
We've been having a lot of submissions come in and we want to make sure that we're getting to them. So this submission was from CJ Hayes and he wanted to go ahead and nominate their Ma Sherry.
So at the beginning of 2018, she was diagnosed with breast cancer. She was put up in a, she basically put up a fight going through a double mastectomy, chemo, and radiation. So in 2018, in August, she rang the bell for her last radiation treatment. Everything appeared to be heading in the right direction, but this summer she started having some gallbladder issues. In October, she had her gallbladder removed, and it was discovered that the breast cancer had metastasized in her gallbladder, which is now extremely rare. It was also found to have spread to her eyes. Oh my gosh. So she has been battling all this ahead of her. She has been, or she could be the drinking broette. It would really mean a lot to us. She has been the rock in our family, raising all five of us boys and providing plenty of love throughout all these challenges she's had over the years. She's been nothing but supportive through all of us and all of our endeavors. And anytime we always need to talk to her, we always have her ear. She's been nothing but amazing. We love you, Ma. So this goes out to their Ma, Sherry.
Love it.
Like, Jesus. We're thinking of you. We're praying for you with everything you're going through. Thanks for being so amazing.
I love the drinking bro or bro out of the week, but man, some of those stories are brutal.
I know. I just got goosebumps.
I know.
I wish you the best, dude. That's fuck.
Especially strong, moms, dude.
Damn, bro.
I know.
Because, like, I know your mom's amazing.
She's
right?
Rad.
I know.
Mine too.
Mom best moms. Is the shit.
When the moms go down,
we're going to have my
that's
mom.
That's fucking hard.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah.
Like, when I die, no one cares. But, like, a mom. Like,
oh, for sure. You. Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to have kids? You want to have kids or
not?
No.
Is that a long conversation?
You don't?
But, yeah.
No.
There's no.
Isn't that great?
Do you guys already know this beforehand?
I
mean,
well, I told her day one I didn't want to have kids.
Oh,
but,
well, there you go.
You know, but I'm sure the fraternal, what is it called? Clock? Whatever that is.
The biological clock? Biological you're clock. Good.
Yeah. So
because guys
I got, like,
can wait till they're like 70.
She's 27, so like, I give it like
good.
4 years, you
well,
know?
And the thing is, too, you can freeze your sperm. You know, she can just...
Yeah.
Get it put in her.
But
really
I think it's
it
also
on.
Okay to not want kids.
Oh, absolutely.
Like,
no,
people
great.
Always ask you, right? Like, they're like, oh, are you? And
yeah.
And you have, you feel like you
I'm
have
too,
to give some
busy.
Fucking answer. And it's like, it's no, okay yeah. if I don't.
Yeah,
like,
I want to be a rad. If I was a dad, like, I like kids, I would be a rad dad, I think. But, like, I just don't, I, at this point in my life, I have so many other passions and professional careers I want to pursue that I just don't. If I had a kid, I'd just, like, probably stop everything and just be a dad, and I don't want that. So it's like selfish, but not selfish in the sense that I don't want a kid.
Yeah.
So
it works for you.
And I got all you fuckers have like all the kids.
Seriously. Meanwhile, Jared
yeah,
has.
Do, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So like all I can play them. Uncle all day. I'm like, it's fucking
yeah, you're
awesome.
Good. That's like plenty. Yeah.
It is.
And I'm a hero because I'm not a parent. So I just show up with toys and like, yep. I'm like, want some Skittles? Like, Matt's the best.
And
they,
I'm
like, yeah.
And they cry.
Right.
You're like,
and then you
just
give them back to.
Yeah. And then they start crying. It's giving back the parents.
Yeah. You get the best of both worlds with it.
Yeah.
But that's what I wanted to talk to you about. That we didn't get to where it's like I feel like people probably are like you feel like you have to explain it to them, and I kind
bit, yeah.
of love if you if that
what,
you and Noel you both are just like no, like I don't.
So when normally
I don't,
when
that
someone
conversation
says to me,
doesn't need to go any farther.
Oh
than,
yeah, normally
I
when
don't,
someone says to me,
you
hey,
do?
I don't want to have kids. I'm
yeah.
like, oh, does your like is your spouse on the same page? And they're yeah. like, oh, yeah, yeah. It's like, oh, awesome. Good for you guys.
Awesome.
Because sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's like, no, we've been having these
right.
issues for a while. Like,
yeah,
I don't
yeah,
want
yeah.
them. And
no,
she does. And
well, that's so.
That's it. Yeah.
Bless her heart. My Mexican fucking sister who's. What do you laugh that face for? She's Mexican.
Who?
She's been married to my brother for the last, what, 12 years or something.
You have a Mexican in your family?
Yeah, of course.
Jesse,
my brother
is
married. My
mom
brother,
was supposed
my,
to be
my brother
Mexican.
Married Amanda. Oh. She's absolutely amazing. We love
yeah, yeah,
her
yeah.
to death. But I. They're probably gonna kill me for saying this, but they hit a point in their relationship where Davis never wanted kids.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she was like, "Love you to death, but you're having kids with me, or I'm divorcing you." And
basically,
and Davis was like, "Fine, fucking kids are stupid." Kid comes out of the womb. My brother is like the most
love
rock them. Star dad
yeah. and
ever.
And so would you
yeah.
be?
Yeah,
yeah,
you would
but
be
it's
a
cool.
great dad.
And they're like the best parents and everything for the kids.
And so would
cool.
you?
Yeah.
But you are deciding not
I'd,
to.
I'd
and
probably
that's...
give it away. You know?
No,
would
you?
You
would not. You would be an amazing father.
No, I
you
like
know
kids.
You would.
Just
like
making
kids.
Hot
if
babies for
to.
People. You and Noelle and selling.
Oh
them?
My God! You guys
oh,
could totally do
yeah.
that.
A genetic baby.
If you and
Noelle could sell you guys would make the most beautiful babies.
We're going to have to hire more people. One turnaround is every 9 months. It's not a high velocity here.
Listen, she doesn't have to have
all right,
them. You
so
have
now we
have them. You put them in a ton of surrogates.
We'll just manage the baby factory then.
Yeah,
I don't
yeah,
know
yeah.
if we
so
want
we
do
have
it.
A lot of endeavors now. We have to find
we got this.
Jared, a girlfriend yes. for a party in March. I hope you'll come.
And we're
going to
find a ton
for
of
his birthday.
I'm booked that weekend.
I'm sure you're booked.
Yeah. What day is that? Booked. Yeah.
Booked.
Jared's birthday? Not coming.
Not
yeah, exactly.
It's like the
I 19th, hear you.
17th, something like that.
All right, Matt. We'll
thank
let
you
go
so
because you're super
coming.
Busy. You're
thank
super
you.
Awesome. Thank you.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Later.
I'm going to go
see
sober
you
up.
Don't
no,
do it.
No, no, you won't. No, you won't. Keep
all right,
drinking.
Thanks, guys.